Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the World Wide Web. We are so excited to have you joining us here today for another phenomenal show. And I am telling you what, it is packed jam today. And so let me let you know what we have lined up for you. Hanging out with me in the virtual green room, I'm going to be bringing this dynamic duo up to the mic very shortly. Oh, my goodness. Sherry Reese and Tamara Manning of Impact, they are here with us. You're going to get to hear all about Impact, managing people at changing times. It's a new nonprofit. You're going to get to hear all about the I Am Cancer Free campaign and more. So you want to hang around and stick out here with us. And then in our second segment, I'm excited to present an author spotlight. We have Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. Listen, she is off the chain. She's an author. She's an inspirational speaker. She's a mistress of ceremony. She's a group life coach and trainer, and she has a brand new book out, Action, Action, Despite the Distraction. So you want to hear all about it. And then we're going to round up with the third segment, chatting it up with LaShonda Henry of Sister Sense. If you have followed her on Periscope, on any of that, you've seen Sister Sense, and she is dynamic. She is a web developer. She's a mentor. She's a social media strategist. She is a conference host of Back to Business Virtual Conference. It's the sixth annual one this coming up, just short, not within about 2 weeks, we're going to have that coming up. So she's here to talk to us, but she is a dynamic lady, and you want to hear all about it. So this is what I want you to do. Jump on Facebook, jump on Twitter, tell them what you're listening to. Say, hey, you need to come over and hang out with Charvette on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's what I want you to do right now. All right, so thanks to all those that are hanging out with us on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Hey, welcome. And certainly facebook.com/Charvette. Hey, how y'all doing? And hello to all those that are on the phone lines. We see you. And those that are hanging out in the chat room, we see you as well. So let's go ahead and jump right on into our first segment. We love to feature new and inspiring things, and so certainly our first two guests are here to talk about their new nonprofit called Impact, Managing People at Changing Times. And I'm telling you what, they are partnering with organizations like the National Breast Cancer Foundation to bring awareness to various things and really just to be impactful during the times that we live in. So without further ado, I'm running to the virtual green room to bring my guests up to the mic right now, live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, ladies. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hello.
All right, that was in unison. Welcome to the show. All right, so let's jump on in. I'd love to hear from the both of you. I'm going to let both of you have an opportunity to answer this first question. Really, how did you two meet, and then not only just meet, but you decided to partner up on these great initiatives? So, Sherry, why don't you jump on it first?
So, we actually met through our sons, their senior year of high school in 2013. And I was actually the basketball team mom, and so I was tasked with actually organizing the volunteers for concession stands. And so what ended up happening was we quickly became the two main people that were in the concession stand volunteering, and others would join us. And it just, through conversation and being like-minded, and then it moved on over to a friendship that has brought us to this place.
As Sherry stated, we kind of met through our sons. My son would come home like every day from school talking about, you got to meet Troy's mom. That's Sherry's son. You got to meet Troy's mom. And I was like, why do I got to meet Troy's mom? He's like, well, she always praying like you always praying. And I need you to ask her where she buy her apples from. So for making short story short, it was like we met through our sons volunteering and Fuji apples. And through that, we created an amazing connection. And it's bigger than our friendship. And I think that's why we came together and partnered to create Impact.
Wonderful. And so let's talk about Impact. So first of all, you got to describe, you know, the name and the acronym and make sure everyone is, you know, all straight with that. And then talk about your mission and really the services and the resources that you all want to, you know, bring to us in the community.
So Impact is managing people at changing times, and it's about impacting people at a time when there's a change that's happening, or where they're trying to advance, whether they're trying to gain another skill, or whether it's just a change, because change is constant. It's something that we can definitely depend on and know that's going to happen. And helping a person to go through a change is very important, and it also requires a certain type of skill in order to help them to get through it as well. So Impact is a nonprofit 501(c) organization that we're extremely proud of. And our purpose is to ignite people and to help them to acquire those skills and bring awareness that they need to be effective in changing at a changing time in their life. So who we are is we are volunteers who actually serve by utilizing our professional skills, our knowledge to teach workshops, volunteer in our community programs, raise funds to support worldwide causes, impacting individuals by connecting them with resources and people and ideas for advancement. And our purpose and our intent in our work is that we're really wanting to help people achieve their potential and fill their gaps.
Wow. So well said, and it's so thought out and thorough and what we need. So I'm really glad that you all have been tasked with this and you are running with it. You know, sometimes so many people have ideas and they have thoughts and they want to do stuff, but then it just stays there. It stays an idea, stays a thought in their mind. And you all really have said, no, that's not going to be the case. And so I'd love to hear from both of you, long-term vision. Where do you see this? Where do you see Impact going? Where would you like for it to go?
Well, just like our name says, Impact. And so we're looking to make a global impact. We don't want to just be local. We don't just want to be in one community, but we're trying to make a global impact. We're trying to provide resources from having housing units for displaced families to supplying education grants, as well as providing jobs for various career fields for men and women. And we will continue to provide resources to assist in building skills.
I think Tamara really summed that up well. So really the only thing I could add is just to continue to sponsor and build programs that actually grow our people.
Wonderful, wonderful. And hey, guys, if you just tuned in, welcome. You're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show here broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. And we are talking about a brand new nonprofit, not-for-profit Impact. And our guest here, Sherry Reese and Tamara Manning, joining us to talk about that. All right, so how can people find out about Impact online?
They can go to www.haveanimpact.org. Our Facebook page, IMPS-PACT Nonprofit Organization. And our Instagram, Impact Nonprofit.
All right, so there are the connection points online. And would you say that it's been helpful, this online world, this social media? Have you seen that be a help as you've been starting the nonprofit?
Yes.
Yes, definitely. It gives us more of an audience and be able to reach beyond our local community and being able to just to really make it awareness and an impact a little bit more so globally.
All right. There you have it, listeners. Okay, so let's talk about the I Am Cancer-Free Initiative. So what is it and how can people get involved?
So I have to say that we're extremely excited about this. I am Cancer Free Initiative. It's a declaration where you, whether you had cancer, have cancer, never will have cancer, or even if you are or have been a caregiver. It's a declaration that declares we have won the war against cancer. Just like it's written, you shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established to you. Our goal is for breast cancer to raise, for our goal for breast cancer, for the breast cancer awareness, is to raise about $3,000 that will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Incorporated. We've partnered with local T-shirt designer, merchandising, as well as a marketing entrepreneurs. And it's not just a one-time October awareness for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's about bringing awareness, partnering with National Cancer Foundation and societies to donate proceeds to fund the war.
Because what people don't realize is there is over 200 different types of cancer and even more subtypes. So what we want to do is we want to essentially make everyone aware that any cell in your human body, from your tissues to organs to muscle, bone, can potentially turn to cancer. So our goal every month is to bring awareness to the different types. We want people to be aware and know their bodies, and when something doesn't feel right, go get it checked out.
So the way that people can actually get involved is people can get involved by going on our website, www.haveanimpact.org, or they can go to bit.ly, I am cancer free, to actually order a T-shirt. And when they make this purchase of the T-shirt, proceeds are donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Or you can actually make a donation on our webpage at www.haveanimpact.org.
So that's how you can help listeners. October is the month, along with other things that we observe, but October is the month that breast cancer awareness is raised. It's brought a light shine on it. So if you have never personally been touched by cancer or anyone that has had cancer, and if you have, this is a great way to say, I want to help support someone. I want to help spread the awareness. I mean, 200 different kind of cancers. So can you imagine all of the research
Definitely.
And everything that needs to go into trying to, first of all, figure out all of the different cancers and then getting help and getting people help so that a cure can be found, released, created, however you want to say that. So this is how you can help. And so I heard about the buy one, share one special on Facebook, the buy one, share one. So tell us about that, Sherry.
Jarvette, we're excited again. And the reason we're so excited, even though it is, we have to say this part, it has been running for about a week now, but it actually ends as a limited time offer, currently ending this Friday, where you actually buy one T-shirt and you get a second one free. And the reason we're doing it, buy one, share one, is that when you buy the one and you get the second one free, you get the opportunity to tell us to mail it wherever you want it to be mailed, whatever size you're needing that we actually offer, so that you may share with someone that I am cancer free.
Amen. And what's on the T-shirt? What type of colors and designs are available?
So I'm going to let Tamara talk a little bit about that. We're going to kind of tag team on that. Because the I am cancer free, it just doesn't say I am cancer free. It has words like I am great. I am the healed. Well, it doesn't say I am part, but it says I am is really big, and then it has cancer free on it. It has I am wise, which is stating that I am wise. I am prosperous. I am the healed. I am the head. I am not the tail. So it's bigger than just the I am part for the cancer free. It's a whole declaration about who you are and who you continuously inspire to be.
Wonderful. And we know that declarations, even those that aren't of the Christian faith, will say affirmations. Whatever, you know, even if you are not a Christian or believer, even doctors will say those that have positive thoughts and positive affirmations and have a positive outlook will beat cancer quicker and better and faster than those that don't have that that outlook. All right, so where do they go for the buy one, share one special?
Buy one, share one can also be found. You can catch it on our webpage at www.haveaimpact.org. You can also catch it at the bit.ly, I am cancer free. And you can also go to one of our partners that we're partnering with, their online store, www.truthshirt.com. to be actually purchase a shirt.
Great, great, great. And while they're hanging out on social media, can they connect with you both individually as well?
Yes, they can. So I can be seen on individually as Sherry Reese, R-E-E-S-E, and I always say spelt like a Reese cup, and that usually helps people to find me. and you can catch Tamara at?
Tamara Carpenter Manning.
All right. So that way, if you want listeners, if you want a personal touch and you want to speak to them directly, there you go. There you have it. So certainly Impact is going to help with a lot of different initiatives. And cancer, you have selected, you know, as the first focal point. Are there people or those that are associated with Impact that have personally been affected by cancer?
Yes, I am actually a caregiver of my grandfather was the first person that actually had cancer in my family that I was close to. And that's my grandfather, Ralph. He had throat cancer. And then later on when I was in college, my grandmother, Ruth, had breast cancer. And then my grandmother from my mother's side, Wilhelmina, had cancer. And both have died recently. My grandmother, Ruth, was a two-time cancer survivor, and I can remember taking her back to the doctor when she was, I think it was in her 80s, and the doctor, we kind of laughed about it, and he just told her, he said, Ms. Ruth, you actually outlived cancer. You weren't expected to live this long to actually have breast cancer the second time. She still lived to be 91 and never had chemo radiation, and she was still quick walking and moving fast. So it's definitely, as a caregiver, it's a different place. And my father also passed away with stomach cancer.
And Charvette, I have personally dealt with cancer. I am a three-time cancer battler. I was first diagnosed with cancer in 2010. I had kidney cancer at that time. Made it through that. Probably a couple of years after that, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And I can't say that the battle wasn't rough at times, but I can say I won, and I am alive to tell my story.
Yes, you outlived it.
I did.
Yes. Wow. So, and I didn't know the connection that close. So, let me salute both of you first as a caregiver, as someone who's experienced, this hitting close to home more than one time. Certainly one time is enough for more than one. And then also as one of the founders personally having fought this battle and outlived it. So kudos to both of you for that. And I want to just give a shout out. Yeah, you are welcome. My father passed of cancer in 93 of lung cancer. So it has definitely something that is near to my heart as well. So I salute all of those who have loved ones that have been impacted. But you have an opportunity, those that are listening, saying, gosh, I want to do something. I want to help. You can get a buy one, share one T-shirt. You can give just a general donation even. If you just want to say, you know what, I'll let someone else get the T-shirts. I just want to drop $5,000, $5 million. Listen, you can do that. You can do that today. All right. And so are you all partnering with any other organizations? Is Impact partnering with anyone else?
Yes.
Yes. We mentioned National Breast Cancer Foundation. We're partnering with them, which is where the proceeds are going to. And we also have a great opportunity, and people have partnered with us, other entrepreneurs, T-Truth Shirts, who actually did the design that I Am Cancer Free. They run a I Am T-shirt line, and they designed the shirt. And Volatile Merchandising, as well as Itza, who's supporting this awareness by handling all our merchandising and our printing for us. And Follow the Pink Squirrel Marketing, who's doing our, an outstanding and definitely a creative job with our marketing. And we have an outstanding team that's partnering with us that are truly dedicated to the cause and to the war.
Yes, for the team. And big shout out to Follow the Pink Squirrel. Yes, 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 Toni Winston. I love her. Hello, Toni. Thank you so much for helping make the connection. And shameless plug, she is one of our speakers at an upcoming workshop I have here in Richmond, Virginia. Hashtag Coaching with Vet pop-up workshop for female entrepreneurs. December 10th, go to heygirlhey.biz, heygirlhey.biz. And if you're hanging out on charvette.com, there's a flyer right there. Just click it and join us. And join us. And Sherry's going to be there so you can meet her in person and all of that. So come be with us in Richmond, Virginia, Saturday, December 10th. All right. And so, great. So we've told people how they can support, how they can purchase. Now, I want to transition a little bit because a little birdie told me that somebody is writing an upcoming book. Can we give the scoopage? Can we give the tea to the audience about this upcoming book release?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited to announce in the spring of 2017, I, Tamara Manning, will be releasing my first book from the I Am series. The title is I Am the Healed. And the book is actually my personal journal, and it's with my it's discussing my battle and my defeat of cancer. In this book, I believe it captures the essence of the battle we all face in winning the war on cancer. As you read the book and as you go through the journey with me, you will cry, you will laugh, you will learn the power of your words, you will get mad, and one thing else you will do, you will win. You will fight and you will win the war. In the book, I have recipes to help on those bad days. I did smoothies. I got food recipes, just things to help the all-around body. Also in the book, I have key terms used in the medical field. One of the things I think that we go through is a lot of times doctors, nurses, everybody likes to use big words. And I wanted to break it down so that people understood what was going on with them and what was being discussed. Not only using those words, what I did is I took those keywords and I have taken and I've turned those words around to fighting and power words. And one of the words that is very popular in the cancer world is the word remission. I choose not to use the word remission, because the word remission actually means setting aside or something resting. Well, I didn't want cancer to be sitting or resting in me. So I chose to use the word destroyed. So if anyone asks me about my battle with cancer, it is destroyed. I'm not in remission. I no longer have cancer. It's been destroyed. And so what I want in my book, that is one of the things. I want to teach people how their words have power. And if they take those words and they invest it within them, I truly believe that they will get a greater healing. And so, and you begin to just declare your healing in your words. And because it puts that word into atmosphere, my cancer is destroyed. And anything I believe that you put into the atmosphere, it allows it to be a place where it can manifest. And so, as you can see, I'm very excited about this great opportunity.
Yes, and you should be.
I am.
Absolutely.
And the thing with it is, I have a wonderful publisher. Her name is Iris Williams. Her publishing company is Butterfly Typeface, and you'll be able to find information on her Facebook page as well as the Butterfly Type Facebook page of updates about exactly when the book is going to come out. Different inserts in the book will be also posted on that page. So I'm very excited because my story is coming to the public. Y'all better watch out. Spring 2017, I'm coming.
All right, listen, get ready so you won't have to stay ready so you won't have to get ready. You heard it
yes.
here. I'm going to say exclusive on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, so be on the lookout. Did you always think that you would write? Have you always been a writer?
I have. I have been writing
okay.
my whole life. I still have all of my journals from childhood.
Oh, wow.
But I Am Healed will be my first book for the world. This is my coming out.
Yeah.
This is the first book that
yeah.
says who I am.
So, wow, and from
yeah,
the
I'm
voice
excited.
Of experience, from the voice of experience, someone that's lived it and outlived it, and so certainly you have much to share and much to offer, hope to many. So we certainly wish you continued success on that. And listen, we'll have to circle back with you when that comes out so we can bring you back and talk more about the book. So as
yes.
we wrap up here, I'm telling you what, our time has flown by, but it flies by when you're having fun. Let's give our listeners one more time all of the connection points. And listen, we have a shout-out in the chat room. Latria, I hope I said that right, said, yay, I'm so excited for you, Elder Manning. So big
yes.
shout-out. Thank you so much. Shout-out from author LaTanya Boyd. She loves that you all are having a global impact. So thank you so much, listeners. All of those on the phone lines, thank you. We see you. Thank you. And those hanging out in the chat room, thank you so much. So let's give our listeners one more time all of the connection points, your website and social media connections.
So you can catch us on Facebook, our Facebook page, M-PACT, P-A-C-T, Nonprofit Organization. Follow us on Instagram at M-PACT Nonprofit. At our website, www.haveanimpact.org. You can catch us also on, as Sherry, you can email us at sherryreese@haveanimpact.org, tamra.manning, M-A-N-N-E-R, @haveanimpact.org. And please, we also have, in conjunction with what we have going on, is we have a Win Me, which is where you can win a free T-shirt. And we are offering the opportunity to 4 people to win an I Am Cancer Free shirt. And all you got to do is go on our webpage, or go on our page on Facebook on M-PACT, P-A-C-T, Nonprofit Organization. Like our page, find the Win Me post, comment on it, and say, I support Team Impact, and share the post. And on Sunday, we're going to actually randomly do a random pick of 4 names, and we will announce them on Sunday, who actually won. And we're calling it Like Me, Like, Share, Like, Comment, Share. So we're excited about that as well.
Wonderful. Okay, so a lot of great ways to connect with you. So, ladies, it has been amazing having you on the show. I'm really honored to have had an opportunity to feature you. And, again, wish you and Impact much continued success.
Thank you so much,
Charvette. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you. All right, listeners, listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but I'm telling you what, you don't want to move, because my next guest, she's hanging out in the virtual green room. I know she's enjoyed some virtual snacks while she's been in the virtual green room. Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant, listen, she's coming with it. She's an author. She's an inspirational speaker. She's a human relations expert. She's a trainer, a group life coach, and listen, a mistress of ceremony, second to none, has a brand new book out, Action, Action, Despite the Distraction. You're going to get to hear all about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back. Don't you move.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals and performers. Palmer. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Z's will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Z's is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on Industry Buzz with 3Z.com. Pursue your purpose and choose to live. Be liberated, improve, vivacious, and enlightened. Embracing Your Inner Woman aims to empower, inspire, and encourage you to make your declaration now. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com. We offer counseling such as mental health, substance abuse, faith-based, and business consultations. This is where dreams become reality. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, all right. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, hello again to all those that are hanging out with me here and checking us out live. Well, listen, we're rolling right on into our second segment here. I am bringing up to the mic a dynamic young lady, and I am so honored and excited to have her featured on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. Certainly, she has graced many platforms and many stages over the past 20 years, highly sought after inspirational speaker. And I'm telling you what, she has a strategic focus. She has an empowerment platform, and you just need to hear for yourself. I'm bringing her on air live right now. Hello, Dr. Stacy. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are so excited to have you.
Well, let me tell you something, Ms. Charvette Mitchell. As you are motivated, excited, and inspiring your audience, I am pleased and privileged to be on here because, girl, these virtual rooms, that's for good, and I'm excited to be with your audience tonight.
Yes, listen, we have to treat our guests well. We have to treat them well. Listen, oh, let's jump in. Let me tell you, the first time I saw heard of you, you were emceeing, I want to say it was Cheryl and Marilyn had a conference. Have you done any emceeing at conferences in Maryland?
Yes, yes. I've been the celebrity guest host for Cheryl Wood and the Playtime is Over conference for the past 2 years and returning my popular demand this year.
Yes. Thank you, Cheryl Wood. Shout out to Cheryl Pullins, too. I know you have a conference coming in 2017. Yes, but Cheryl Wood. Yes. So you definitely have, you know, that mistress of ceremony role in celebrity emceeing. Like you say, some people take that lightly. It's some hard work to have to work a crowd and keep the room going. Would you not agree?
Absolutely, because one of the things that we have to remember, when you're coming to an event, you're coming to experience, even when you walk into a place of worship, you're seeking someone to guide you through the experience, to make it memorable, to catch those moments you might miss and allow you to leave that place better than you entered. So I take it as a great privilege to be able to be called upon to be that glue, to make the experience one that you will never forget when I touch that microphone.
Yes, ma'am. I love it. And you have a specific calling, a divine calling, really, to lead, teach, and inspire. When did you first grab that and you knew this is me, to lead, teach, and inspire?
Yeah, in kindergarten, Charvette. So let me tell you, it did start in kindergarten, but I didn't recognize it till college. And the story goes like this. My first day of school, I went to school knowing how to read because I was blessed that my grandfather, who came up from the West Indies to help my mom and my grandmother with me, taught me how to read. So my mom said, I'm going to take the day off. You know, any parent that's listening, you can relate to the first day you send a child off to school. And she said she got there. I put my knapsack on. I put on my heels, kissed her body, and even turn around. And when she came back, Charvette, she said the teacher asked to see her. Now, what a nightmare for a parent. Like, it's the first day of school. What could possibly have gone wrong? So she in her heart was like, Lord Jesus, I hope this child did not embarrass me today. And the teacher said, you know what? Your daughter is very smart. and I can see she knows how to read, but there's one problem. She keeps trying to teach the class for me. She's gathering all the children around and teaching them the ABCs, and she won't acknowledge that I'm the teacher.
Oh, my. A so natural leader, born leader.
Natural leader, born leader. And then as I grew, I started to figure out that there was more, and in college that there was more. But let me tell you the honest to God truth, I didn't understand it was a gift, Charvette, because our gifts come so natural to us that sometimes we don't acknowledge it. And it wasn't until I did some self-discovery, some prayer and supplication around, well, how am I supposed to use my talents in a way that give God glory and allow my skills and my gifts to make provision for me? And that clarity came when I took the time to do the work, and now fast forward to being able to help other people do the same and shorten their learning curve.
Oh, wow. So that's powerful. Like you said, for those of us that have gifts, and everyone that has a gift, sometimes we don't even acknowledge or recognize the power of it because it becomes so easy for us.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, here's the sweet part of it, because there's some things that I suffered from. I don't know if you can relate. See, if anybody has the symptom of lack of belief, procrastination, disorganization, lack of focus, toxic people, fear, ego, selfishness. I don't know if you can relate to that, but I tell you, those are the distractions that were keeping me away from being aligned with my purpose and divine calling. And that's where the desire to share that nugget and to allow people not to make the same mistake came in writing the book. Because here's what I found out. I was suffering from achieve-a-phobia. Now, you heard me. Achieve-a-phobia.
What?
It's an actual phobia. You can look it up.
Wow.
I ain't lying to you. The fear of success. Because those distractions that I named, those symptoms of the root cause of why we don't walk in our greatness, comes from a real phobia. The fear of success. And through this book, you know how good it feels, Charvette, when you can help somebody unlock their greatness, when you can help somebody walk in their divine calling, when you can help somebody to be the best version of themselves. You can't get paid enough money for the gift that is to allow someone to tap into that greatness and honor what God has already given them.
Honor what God has already given them. And like you said with the book, action despite distractions, because that acknowledges
Wait, hold on,
you're going to have distractions.
Action. Yeah, but you got to get the full title, and there's action, because sometimes you get one action
help
and
me.
You get stuck. You need to reinforce that action. Action despite the distractions. That's what this is about, that you keep moving, because sometimes we get started and so then we get stuck. Right? It's not that we don't know how we want to begin. It's not that we don't feel we have something to give the world, something to do. But we get started on our goals and our dreams, and somewhere along the way, we get stuck. It's like it's suspended in thin air, and you just need a little help getting over the hump. You need one little thread to be cut so that you can break free to what you know you were put on this planet to do.
Oh, my goodness. And so you tackle about 7 prevalent distractions that you have found that people are challenged with, right?
Absolutely. Those are the symptoms. Lack of belief. How many times do we watch other people live their dreams? We watch a Charvette Mitchell radio show and say, Charvette is bad to the bone. This show is syndicated. People are listening from all over the world. She's bringing on the best of the best. I want to be like Charvette. I wish I knew how to interview people. I wish I knew how to connect people. I wish I knew how to build a business. But I don't believe that I can do what Charvette is doing. I don't believe that I've been equipped with enough, or I don't have enough to be able to do. But let me tell you something. Mark Batterson put it best. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. And if you know that you've been given something, you walk in that authority, and you have to attack that lack of belief. Because until you believe in yourself, until you actually are in alignment with knowing that there is nothing impossible for you, you cannot help somebody else to get to that space in their life.
You can't help them. And then that comparison will have you messed up every time, because comparison is the thief of joy. It is the thief of joy. Oh, my goodness. Listeners, we are getting into it already. I'm telling you what, Dr. Stacy N. C. Grant, you want to check out the book, Action, Despite the distraction, action, action, despite the distraction. Yes, you want to check that out.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Stacy, yes. And so we've covered number one. What's the second distraction?
So the second one is procrastination. How many of us, and I'll be the first to raise my hand, have been sitting in the valley of procrastination, moving to the mountaintop of completion? Can I get a witness, someone?
Yes.
We get stuck in talking about it. We're talking about it. Every second we're talking about what we're going to do. And I'm going to write that book, and I'm going to start that business, and I'm going to create that product. I'm going to open up that piece of real estate. I'm going to start that nonprofit. And January 1st comes, and December 31st closes out, and you still have not finished because you are so paralyzed by perfection that you can't get out of the valley of procrastination to get to the mountaintop of completion. So you need to acknowledge those things and call them out, because once you put it out, once you hold yourself accountable to your greatness, there's no stopping you, because you pick up momentum and you're able to then move with a clarity of purpose and focus and not get distracted by procrastination.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, and yes. Because it will trap you. And see, what happens is people will dress up procrastination with, I want it to be right. I'm working on stuff. I just want it to be right. I'm working on stuff. I don't want to come out. So they'll dress up procrastination in another costume and in another outfit.
You stirring me up, Charvette. I'm getting stirred up on my own work, because that's one of the lessons I put in the book, Life Lessons 2. It's not about being perfect. It's about getting started in order to have something to perfect. Do you hear what I'm saying? If so many people are out there trying to nitpick and talk about what folks are doing, well, hello, they started. You still sitting on the sideline. You're not even in the game. So it's not about being perfect. It's about getting started in order to have something to perfect. That's my second life lesson. Girl, get out my head, Sean Vick. You got me stirred up out here in the sleep.
It's so true. And I heard Paul Brunson, if you all have followed him, they call him Hitch. He's doing a lot of big stuff now. Paul Brunson said, if your first product or launch, whatever it is, if it was perfect the first time, you waited too late to do it. You waited too late. If what you put out was perfect, you waited too late to do it. Woo! Okay, let's keep going. What are we on, number three?
We're on number three, disorganization and lack of focus, because we looking around trying to jump here, jump there. You know, sometimes I see entrepreneurs, and my audience are faithpreneurs, those who believe and know that, you know, God is real. I don't mix my words, right? There's no separation of church and state. But if you are walking in your divine assignment, if you believe that there are things for you to do, if you're not organized, God can't bless your mess. If you're not focused, how can you get the increase? So you can't keep hopping from thing to thing, and everything that looks shiny, you think, I want that, I want that, I want to work with that one, I want to invest in this one, I want to get this book, I want to do that. Stay focused on what you've been given. Disorganization and lack of focus leads to confusion, and confusion will put you in a tailspin of perpetual drama because you're not in alignment with your divine assignment. Ooh, that one stirred me up. Tweet that one out, y'all, at Stacey and C. Grant.
Exactly. Give her the credit now. That's right, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. And if you're following me on Twitter, we've been retweeting, so that's a great connection point, twitter.com/Charvette. I am in alignment with what you're saying. Oh, my goodness. Focus. You got to focus. You have to focus. Are you going
to
be? And you know what, Dr. Stacy? Sometimes I'll see, because you know I interview a whole bunch of people and have done over 350 shows, and sometimes I'll receive a bio from someone, and they have about 50 titles on the bio. I'm not talking about people that's really done stuff, but like 50 different things. Right away I know you haven't done anything. Right away I know, because there's no way you could have 50 different titles and have done things without focus.
Absolutely.
Ooh, y'all need to get this
and
book.
And I talk about it. But look here, I talk about it because I know it. I don't know if anybody remembers the show In Living Color, and they used to do a little skit about the Jamaican family called the Headleys. I'm West Indian. I'm from Jamaica. I just have 50 jobs. and I had to be very clear on focusing in on one at a time. Not that you can't do an abundance of things, but you have to give something your undivided attention and let that take root and grow, and then you can add on all the other areas. When Oprah Winfrey started out, she wasn't selling magazines and clothes and owning a network. She started out focusing on her craft of the interview and what she did on air, and now it's opened up doors for her to open up schools and everything else. So let's focus on our assignment.
Focus on our assignment. And before we go to five, please give them instructions
four.
On how they can pick up. Oh, go to four. Are we still on four?
We didn't get to
listen,
four yet,
this
girl.
Is so
we're
good.
Excited.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna make sure I keep track. But tell them how they could get a copy of the book.
Thank you for that. So we make it real simple for you. You can go to actionactionbook.com. That's actionactionbook.com. There you can get it anywhere where books are sold online. You can purchase it on Kindle, download the app, and get it that way. You can leave social media messages. You can leave your testimonials. Just go straight to actionactionbook.com. It's all there. Excited about what's happening. You know, just right before this interview, Charvette, but I'll wait because, you know, you have me stirred up. You got me excited, girl. We can
no,
hang
no, let's
for
go. Let's
2 hours.
Go.
I got a testimonial from a man that met me at a conference a week ago, and he purchased the book, and he sent me a text, and I want to just quote it. He said, Dr. Stacy, I just started reading your book, and let me tell you, I am so excited about what you have shared that is now changing my life. I'm ready to print your T-shirts, your bumper stickers,
wow.
your pens. I said, well, Lord Jesus. Now, that
yeah.
is amazing when people tell you they're so excited
yeah.
about the information that they're ready to be your publicist. Come on, somebody. This is what
wow.
happens when you walk in alignment with what God has for you, because he'll always dream a bigger dream for you than you can for yourself. Period. Because,
yes.
Charvette, I see what you're doing. I see you, honey. So when you all over in Europe doing the show, when you over in Africa
Listen.
Doing the show, when you on location in Hawaii doing the show, and you better have me down there with you, it's going
yes.
to continue to impact thousands of lives because you are staying true to your divine assignment.
Listen, my hands are up and raised here in the office in agreement. I receive that. I will remember those that were with me. Don't worry, I'm not going to get shady and act like I don't know you. Not me. All right. Listen, if you just tuned in, you hanging out, you in a good time, no problem. You know how we do with our show. We're live, but you'll be able to go back to Charvette.com and hear everything that we are talking about here. We have Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant. That's who you're hearing right now. Hello to all those that are coming on in. We see you in the chat room, the phone lines. Thank you so much. Action, despite the distraction, that's what you want to pick up. All right, so let's go to number four.
So number four, this one seems to ring a bell with most people. Toxic people. How many of us can relate to having toxic people in our lives? And sometimes those toxic people might be related to us. We can't choose our family, but we can choose our friends. And what are toxic people? Those are the individuals who are not willing to live on purpose. They're not willing to stretch and grow. So they don't get happy, and they're very uncomfortable when they see you climbing, when they see you achieving, when they
oh,
see
yeah.
you changing your mindset, when they see you working on your skill set, when they see you raising the bar of success. My husband is a scout leader in New York, and he has a saying with the truth. He says we're allergic to average because
oh, yeah.
average is the enemy of excellence. So toxic people, they like average. They like living just right under the bar. Like, they don't want to stretch it any higher. They don't want to go any further. And they put things in your mind like, girl, you know you're too old to be thinking about that. Who would want to start a business in this economy? You know how many books out there? Why would you want to write a book? Why would you want to be a speaker? There's so many speakers. Why would you want to start a jewelry line? Everybody sells jewelry. Those are the kind of people whose language has not evolved to be able to accept and absorb the abundance that God has in store with us when we take action. They would rather see you stay with them and not expand to a new horizon of possibility. Toxic people can stop you dead in your tracks from pursuing your dream because you get caught up in their little mini vision instead of looking up to whence cometh your help, where all things are possible.
All things are possible. And sometimes people just hear the word toxic and they only think about relationships, romantic relationships. But this could be your good girlfriend, your whoever, not just a relationship situation. So expand
absolutely
your mind.
Absolutely. Expand your mind, because it can even be a relationship in business. Sometimes we get into partnerships,
yeah,
or we think that we need to work with someone. And, you know, I talk about how to build a team and how to find the right people to sit on your team. But sometimes you can be in a relationship in business that's wrong, and you need to divorce.
Yeah.
You need to separate.
Absolutely.
Because the vision is not the same. You're not equally yoked. You're not growing in the same direction. So toxic people can really limit your ability to grow if you're not careful. And this doesn't mean that you just forget about them. No, you love them from a distance. And I share a little poem that will inspire you in the book called Front Row, and who is sitting in your front row, because not everybody gets the privilege of sitting in your front row. Some people need to be moved to the balcony. Hey, all right, y'all gonna make me start shouting in here. Hold on.
Absolutely. Absolutely, or escort it out the building, which you know, we're going to be nice and let you sit in the balcony. We'll be nice and let you stay in the balcony if we don't escort you out the building. All right, what's the next distraction that you tackle in the book?
So I talk about fear.
Mm.
Fear, you know, people have said it in many different ways, false evidence appearing real and all the different little antidotes that we put to it. But fear reminds you that you're living. Fear, while you feel it in your gut, you're going to do it anyway. How to get over that insecurity and wondering, well, what if I actually succeed? What if I can change the trajectory of my family? What if I just work a little bit harder over a consistent period of time? Could I really accomplish my goals? And we allow fear to paralyze us instead of propelling us. I want everybody to get that. Don't let fear paralyze you. Let it propel you. Because we would be ignorant if we said that we don't get scared, or there are moments when fear comes in, but you have to know how to identify the distraction and then to dismiss it. So let it propel you, not paralyze.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we have a shout-out from LaTanya Boyd, book marketing publicist extraordinaire. She's on here on Facebook. Dr. Stacy, type in, and she said, listen, I can't type fast enough all these great nuggets Dr. Stacy NC Grant is throwing out here. So y'all check out my Facebook page. She's trying to do BR, not our scope scribe, but our radio show scribe, and she said, I can't type fast enough all of this good stuff that y'all are sharing. Thank you so much, LaTanya Boyd, who is also one of our featured speakers December 10th here in Richmond, Virginia, for my workshop, Every Female Entrepreneur. I want to see you there. All right, so let's keep going. What other distractions do you tackle in the book?
So then I get into the one where my step on toes, ego, right? Edging God out, ego. We think we so bad to the bone, we can do it by ourselves. We don't need no help. But asking for help makes you stronger. It doesn't mean that you're weak. Not thinking that you don't need the extra work, the extra set of skills, the extra practice in order to fine-tune the thing that you've been called to do. One of the books I talk about a lot, The Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell, he talks about 10,000 hours of mastery. So you don't become great at any craft. You don't become the best surgeon in the country. You don't become the best speaker on the planet. You don't become the best athlete like Michael Phelps without doing the work and getting yourself out the way, so you always remain coachable in a position of learning, so you don't let ego trip you up on your way to your greatness.
Oh, my goodness. That's good. That is good. Yes. Because even, you know, you hear ego, and again, you just think people who are conceited or people who think, but you don't hear or you don't equate ego to, well, I need some more skills. So, you know, people don't think of ego that way, but that's amazing that you made that connection, that you need some more skills. You need to acquire more. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, how do you have time to do all of the things that you do? You have, I got to mention some of the other things, the Destiny Designers and all of the speaking and all of that. How do you balance all of the things that you do?
So one of the things, and I talk about this in the book, it's one thing to be busy. It's another thing to be productive. And I really want everyone to understand, you can be busy with much to do about nothing, running here, running there, saying yes to everybody else, and that equates to saying no to what you need to do. So I had to learn the hard way of how to prioritize, and I share some of those tips in the book, how you really do those that you need to accomplish on a consistent basis so you don't get burned out. So I make sure that I show people how to treat me and respect my time so that when I want to engage in the various areas, some of my work is philanthropy. Some of my work is the training and development that we do in Destiny Designers. But I've learned to put boundaries and barriers on my time because I don't get another light. This is it. What God has given me, I have to use wisely. And every moment is a gift. So I have to start saying no to the things that don't serve and are not in alignment with what His will is for my life so that I can say yes to where He's elevating me.
Absolutely. And I have found out if you don't put boundaries yourself, other people will not put boundaries on your time.
Absolutely.
So they will assume you are accessible 24 hours a day, accessible for any event, and that is not the case. And so I love how you said that, Dr. Stacey, by saying yes to everything else, you're ending up saying no to what you're really supposed to be doing, what God really wants you to do.
Absolutely, and it takes time. This is not, and I want everybody to understand, I'm a work in progress. We're all works in progress. We're not living perfect life, but every day we're making deliberate decisions that are allowing us to live the best version of ourselves. That's our tagline for Destiny Designers University, where we graduate to the next best version of ourselves by turning inspiration into results. So this is about a growing process. This is a continual journey of self-development and improvement so we can bring the best of who we are to the planet.
Yeah. And if someone's listening saying, I want to be a part of that, like how do they get connected with that work with Destiny Designers?
So they can just go to destinydesignersuniversity.com. We're about to announce our classes that will be starting up in 2017, but we have a special distraction buster. We're talking about getting it done, and I'm doing a VIP day in New York City December 5th that it's not going to be open to everyone because my time is limited, and we talked about time, but those who have a specific project that they want to finish out 2016 strong, they're not willing to let it linger over into 2017. They want to hashtag get it done. Just visit destinydesignersuniversity.com, send us a message, and we will send you an email with further instructions because I like to interview those who want to be a part of my private sessions. So I have to make sure it's a fit. I have to make sure that you're seriously serious about what you need to do and that we have what you need to get it done. So I am thrilled about what we're doing in this fourth quarter and excited about everyone who's made a deliberate decision to finish 2016 strong.
Amazing. I love it. Thank you so much. Our time, it just flew by, but I am excited that I had a chance to feature you and talk about your book, and I am just happy for all of the great things you're doing and that we'll just stay connected.
Oh, absolutely, Charvetta. Let me close by saying thank you for having me. Thank you for the work that you're doing because you never know who's listening, Charvette. You never know who's tuning in and where they're tuning in from and what they're going through in their life. And you having the courage to step out and walk in your divine assignment, you having the courage to produce this show on a consistent basis is going to allow individuals to live a greater life of not just abundance, purpose. So I congratulate you, my sister. I'm proud of what you are doing. I celebrate this platform, and I'm honored to be on it and look forward to the continued collaboration in the future.
Amen. I receive the word gladly. Thank you so much. Thank you. All
you are
right,
welcome.
Listeners. Oh, yes, absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm telling you what, if you don't feel like you've been sitting in Oprah's life class after both of these segments, I don't know what to tell you, but this is some life class level content we're giving you. And it's not about to stop because my next guest, she's hanging out in the virtual green room. I have LaShonda Henry, a.k.a. Sister Sense. She is here. I'm telling you what, a silent mentor, I call her. She is a powerful social media strategist, a web developer, and she talk about monetize your gift and monetize your blog and monetize your videos. This is the young lady you want to hear from, and she's the host of a virtual conference that's coming for women entrepreneurs, and we're going to get to tell you all about it. So we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back. Don't you move. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Pursue your purpose and choose to live. Be liberated, improve, vivacious, and enlightened. Embracing your inner woman aims to empower, inspire, and encourage you to make your declaration now. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com. We offer counseling such as mental health, substance abuse, faith-based, and business consultations. This is where dreams become reality. Visit LadyAnikaStewart.com.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth, and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com or find them at Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions.
Introducing contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records.
Though they slay me, crucify me, I have been washed in your blood, I'm reading.
Purchase Deani's new hit single on iTunes, Amazon, in February. Once again, be sure to check out contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records. Follow Deani on Twitter, Facebook, by going online to DeaniMusic.com. That spells DeaniMusic.com. That's DeaniMusic.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have all those that are tuning in and listening in live from all across the world, wide web. Thank you for those that are in the chat room, on the phone lines, listening in from Twitter, from Instagram, from Facebook, all over the world wide web. Certainly our broadcast stations, our rebroadcast stations, and our podcast listeners in iTunes or our mobile app. We thank you so much for listening. And we're moving into our third segment. I'm delighted. I'm going to be bringing up to the mic LaShonda Henry is joining us, Back to Business virtual conference host, but many, many other things and titles we could add to what she does. And so she's been hanging out in the virtual green room, and I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. LaShonda Henry, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, I'm here. Yay!
Yeah. Yes. Hello. So glad to chat with you. Listen, you have been blowing up Periscope. Like, how many Periscopes have you done recently?
I'm doing at least one a day, so a lot.
So I'm just glad voice.
It's been about 13 days since I've started the 21 Amazing Ways to Make Money Online and Monetize Now. So it's fun. Periscope is one of those platforms that you don't just get to speak, but you get to engage. So I love it.
Yeah. Wonderful. And for those that are listening, how can they follow you on Periscope for all of our Periscope peeps? Oh, absolutely. So I am at Sister Sense, SISTASENSE, pretty much everywhere you go online. So that's the easiest way to find me. And my daily scopes, I try to do them around 11 o'clock in the a.m. But I feel like when the spirit takes me, I just jump on. So you never know.
Yeah. You never know. So just follow, keep your notifications on for Sister Sense. Now, for those that are new to you, because we have listeners all over, and maybe some people been under a rock, you know, we don't know. We're going to help them out. Where did Sister Sense, explain how that came together?
Yeah, you know, I tell people all the time that when I looked at the internet, when I saw WWW, for me, World Wide Web meant Wild Wild West. So I was like, okay, I'm going to claim my piece of digital property because I missed that gold boom. But this is a digital age. I felt like, okay, this was a space for me. So literally I went online and I was like, if they said you could make money doing it, I tried it. So I started to journal when blogging 1.0 became the thing to do. I just started to privately journal what I was doing to make money online. And somewhere along the way, the name Sister Sense came about, you know, me trying to just make sense of making money online.
There you have it, alive from her. So if you might have been following her for a while and maybe you didn't know that. Now you do, thanks to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Talk a little bit about how you have really, I mean, you've built networks, you have built so much blogging and all of that online. Talk a little bit about some of the things that the networks and the things you have just been able to build online.
You know, it's funny. I oftentimes tell people that I started off as a typer and not a talker. I wanted to kind of sit behind the computer and do what I needed to do. I felt like I needed to do to create content. But along the way, I learned that as an entrepreneur, unless you pay for somebody to be the face of your business, you have to be the face of your business.
Hello.
So doing that kind of allowed me to stretch my wings and start verbalizing more, doing video, getting in front of the camera. And then I just, you know, organically started, people started coming around me and other women, other moms asking me questions. So I created the Black Moms Club. I created the BBWO Network for Black Business Women Online. You know, I created, way back dating myself, when I started on MySpace, Sisters Making Money, it was like a community for other sister entrepreneurs. So it just felt natural for me as I was trying to build up my skin and, you know, not just sit in front of the computer screen, but really make genuine connections. It became natural for me to start to create these networks and these communities so that, you know, again, I didn't feel alone. I feel like a lot of times, especially when you're not sure as an entrepreneur, when you don't see other people doing what you want to do, it's almost as if you're like desperate for a community. Mm-hmm. And I personally believe that when you don't find the communities you want, you have to create them, which, you know, led me on this journey of creating and establishing all of these amazing spaces. I feel like I'm always doing them, but the last one was the Power Circle Network over on Sister Sense. You know, I started having these amazing conversations with women like yourself, Charvette, you know, sitting on having power, you know, talking to Kim Coles, talking to Rochelle Shaw, talking to Jay Stone. And I said, you know, all of these amazing ladies that are in my personal circle, the women who are following me, I want them to be able to get on the phone with them. So I started the Power Circle. I started this virtual space where we could come together and conference and learn. Because, again, I feel like when you see other people, other women doing what you want to do, it helps to boost that confidence factor in you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And listen, listeners, LaShonda is a little modest, and so let me just add a little more color and commentary. So, for instance, on Facebook, if you go to Black Business Women Online, it's a Facebook page you can like. There are over 70,000 people that have connected on that page. So go like it and just want to share that. And when she said Kim Coles, yes, she's talking about Kim Coles from TV that was on Living Single. So, you know, I just want to highlight that. And I really appreciate that you've never been a one that was like a name dropper or, you know, you've been featured in Essence magazine. You've been featured in publications.
Yeah.
So always just really been a down-to-earth person. And so thank you for that. So it makes perfect sense. Back to Business Virtual Conference. Now, this is the sixth year, and we're 8 days away.
Yes.
Did you imagine the first year that this would keep going?
Absolutely not. I said, let me try this and see how it is going to work out. You know, I think the first year I did 2 days straight, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I lost my voice. I didn't know what I was going to do, just being in a space where I was talking for hours and hours on the phone. But you know what? It was so much fun, and people received it so well that I said, this is going to be a signature part of who I am and what I do. I just love this time of year, you know, when the kids go back to school, then we settle down, we get back to business and start really talking about what we can do the final quarter of the year, right, to get back on track to make sure you finish the year strong. And it's funny because I just was listening in on the last speaker, and she said, you want to finish strong. And that's really, in essence, what I like to inspire people to do. So this year, we're talking about this idea of monetizing now. And for me, I feel like it's all about listening to the voices around me, listening to people who come to me and say, LaShonda, I am ready. I've been on this 9-to-5 for 5, 10, 15 years. I've been dreaming about my business for X amount of years. I'm ready to monetize now. So we're talking about the different things that you can do to either start a business or jumpstart your business. And really, for those people who genuinely feel like they're ready, I think now is such a powerful word because for some people, they've dreamed about it, but they've not hit that now button, right? They've been kind of sitting on it for a while. So I want to talk about monetization from a space of these are things that you can practically do wherever you are with whatever you have. And I'm just excited. 6 years in the making, 6 years strong. I'm excited about all of the amazing, yourself included, right? Because you're our Power Circle expert as well.
Oh, gosh.
Just excited.
Completely honored. Completely honored. So we're 8 days away, listeners, 8 days away, Back to Business Virtual Conference. Tell them where they can go register.
Yeah, so it's over at backtobusiness.me. That's the place to be. And, of course, you know that I always have to bring love and light and support and partnership with the ladies in my circle. So for those of you who love the Charvette Show like myself, you can use Charvette, use her name, in all caps to get an awesome discount off of registration, because I want to make sure that, again, whoever wants to be there can be there. There are oftentimes there are people who come to me and say, LaShonda, you're making us look bad, girl. I mean, we charging like $5,000. What is wrong with you? You're charging like $20. What's going on? What's going on? And I'm like, well, listen, I started off on a floss string budget. I was on that 9-to-5 hustle and grind. You know, you work the 9-to-5 to pay the bills, then you come home and work 5-to-9 to build a business, right? So every dollar counted. And knowing that, I mean, I consider it a blessing to say I've been online for 16 years. I've been working at home for the last 8 years. I've been able to work with so many different, you know, I mean, I don't even mention it because it's just my life, but people always have to remind me to say, LaShonda, you've worked with Essence and Black Enterprise and you've been in Ebony Magazine and all this other stuff. But for me, it's about the woman who said, LaShonda, oh my God, like the fact that I could talk to you for $30, for $20, like you don't know. Like so many people, they are in a space where they shut themselves off because I can't afford them. And I'm like, listen, I started off on a floss string budget, and it doesn't matter where I go or how I get in this level of success they call entrepreneurship. I always want to make myself accessible to those who started off like I remember starting myself off. So backtobusiness.me, definitely the place to be. And Charvette in all caps. You got to
partner and work with each other. And I love that I'm here and that you and I are both web designers. I tell that to people all the way by design. I don't know if you know that. I'm always like, I love working with Charvette. I love working with other people in the industry because as women, it's not about us feeling like, oh, I can't tell anybody about her. Everybody has room at the table. And at the end of the day, if we can support each other, I think that's the best way for us to grow. We all need to be in this power circle.
Oh, listen, absolutely, because 46% of small businesses don't have a website. So it's enough path for both of all of us. And I said that I wanted that to come out. It's enough pie for both of all of us. So I appreciate that. But, yeah, listeners, when you jump over to the site, the coupon code is what we're talking about. So you'll put in Charvette, all caps, and that'll give you a discount. But quite honestly, the rates are amazing. And so you're saying, are these live sessions, Charvette? Are they webinar? What's going on? So I'm going to let LaShonda tell you that now. But the date. The date is October 27th. October 27th. It is packed full 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So, LaShonda, walk through the experience that they will have, and if they have to literally be there all day, walk through all of that for them.
Sure. You know, I'm an information type A girl, so I make it meaty and rich.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are different people, different levels, different interests. So I try to bring on a variety of experts. You can participate live if you want to, if you want to ask Kim Coles questions, if you want to ask me questions. Kim is going to be talking about speaking your gifts. I love, love, love the fact that Charvette is such an expert on Facebook marketing. I was like, who's going to talk about Facebook? Everybody's talking about Facebook. I'm so excited that Charvette is talking about firing up your Facebook marketing. Jay Stone is talking about online courses. We've got the lovely Tara Pringle Jefferson. She's the creator of the Self-Care Box. So some ladies are authors. Some ladies want to do online courses. Some ladies want to get into digital marketing or getting to the million-dollar level. I've got not one but two seven-figure sisters. Dr. Venus Opal Reese, she's talking about putting together your own mogul map, as well as a bonus session from one of my favorite entrepreneurs, Rochelle Shaw, the creator of the Million Dollar Equation. So there's a really good mix of speakers, again, whether you're starting up or interested in jumpstarting. And while the sessions are live that day on the 27th, you don't have to be there for everything, which is what's so great about live. You can access the replays. You can listen whenever you want. I've had ladies say to me, LaShonda, I couldn't stop. Like, I was at the supermarket. I was still listening. Like, I just couldn't stop.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you can certainly enjoy live or replay. But I loved it. I love being live because then you get to laugh with us and talk to the speakers as well.
Absolutely. All right, so there you have it, October 27th, 2016, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., chock full with dynamic speakers. You do not want to miss it. I'm telling you what, backtobusiness.me is the link, not .com, not .net, .me, and then to get a special discount, because you know me, just put in Charvette, all caps, Charvette, and that'll give you that discount there. All right, and so
networking is so important because, see, you got the hookup, because you know Charvette, you get the hookup.
See? I'm trying to take y'all with me. I'm trying to bring you along. And some of you all saw my video that I did sitting on my floor in my living room. I got more comments about the pillows being nicely lined up, LaShonda. but, hey, whatever grabs the people's attention. But, listen, I want you really honestly, it is a conference. Even though I'm a speaker and I have spoken before, I then take off my speaker hat and put on my participant hat and have been one of those people who were like, oh, I'm just going to hang around for some sessions. It's like, oh, gosh, I want to hear this one. Oh, I want to hear this one. It pulls you. It's not something that's going to drag you. It'll pull you along. And so
it's very addictive. And, of course, you know, when you've got hilarious people like Kim Coles. And I mean, it's just like everybody brings their humor, their energy, their passion to the table. Ronnie Tyler, she is the co-creator of Black and Married with Kids.com with her husband, Lamar. Last year, Lamar came on and he talked about sales funnels. This year, Ronnie's coming on and she's going to talk about how they took their blog to six figures and beyond because they're now at the $1 million level. So
It's
just really great because for me, like I can say I remember when I was sitting in my little apartment in Brooklyn, right? Like I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to work at home. And I feel like all of these entrepreneurs have similar stories of how they transitioned. And these are the kinds of things that you need to hear. Like you don't need to hear, well, let's just do that turnkey thing and it's going to give you all this money, right? You need to hear from real people who genuinely understand where you're coming from, which is why I'm excited. I'm always excited because these are not people who I saw somewhere and was like, oh, you know, that they're cool. I mean, these are people who I've seen grow for so many years. And I don't know if you saw that, Charvette, but I had posted that, especially for Black women entrepreneurs, you know, they say we are opening businesses six times more than the national average, which, you know, so many websites posted, and I was doing my research, and everybody's like, oh, my God, this is amazing, this is amazing. But I'm like, y'all are not talking about the fact that so few Black women entrepreneurs are getting to that six-figure level or the million-dollar level, and so few are being able to sustain past 5 years. So when I bring in people who've been doing this for double digits, it's about helping you get to that 5 year, 6 year, 10 year, 15 year mark. God bless, this is my sweet 16. I've been working online for 16 years, right? This is my sweet 16 year. But these are the things that are important because yes, we're opening businesses, yes, we are amazing at creating awesome, but then you find a lot of women entrepreneurs, sister girl entrepreneurs are in a space where they're barely surviving and we want to be thriving, all of us, not just a few of us. All of us, which is why it's important to not just talk to people who say they're quote-unquote coaches, but talk to seasoned business people that are not reading from a book. They're telling you what they did when they were pounding that digital pavement.
Oh, my goodness. And you have such a plethora of speakers. So it's you get different variety.
And look, I think different that's context. Important. You don't want to just have here – You don't want to just hear from one type of person. You want to be able to explore your options. Again, I think maybe because I'm a Gemini and they say we got multiple personalities, I always feel like I need to bring in all of these different types of people to diversify. But
well, you know what I say, LaShonda? I always tell people, I said, listen, one thing that internet radio has taught me over 350 shows since 2008 is that everybody has their own set of fans. I don't care if it's a person that nobody knows that has a book that's 50 pages to Dr. Jamal Bryant to whoever, Thelma on Good Times that I've interviewed to the person, again, who's just put out a single and it's kind of scratchy and it's kind of choppy. Everybody has their own set of fans. Everybody.
Yes.
I have learned that. So
it's
that
so true.
Is amazing.
It's so true.
Yeah. Yeah. And so tell people how they can connect with you online. You always put out so much great content and classes and products. So she's someone you guys, you need to follow. You need to follow and connect with. So how can they do that?
So my home base is sistasense.com, sistasense.com. And right now for 21 days, I've got 21 amazing ways that you can monetize via the Periscope platform. So if you go to periscope.tv/sistasense, you'll find me every day. This is day 13, just sharing some recommendations to keep you focused and fired up. But, yeah, I think that I've done – well enough on Google for you to just put in my doggone name and find me.
Yes.
Find me.
And listen, she's on my blog at charvette.com. I've tweeted at Facebook. So if you're saying, wait a minute, what was that? Just if you're following me, you'll be able to connect with LaShonda.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this live streaming, what's your take on live streaming video? And even if some people are like live streaming video for the entrepreneur, you know, what's your take on how they should and why they should embrace it?
Well, you know, I like I told you about the black women entrepreneurs right now and the statistics as far as how often we're opening businesses. Statistics always wow me. And one day I was going through Facebook and Zuckerberg was like, listen, by next year, 90% of the content we consume on this platform is video. Okay. So if you're not doing video, you're missing out. So video is just so integral into what you do. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, for me personally, with respect to live stream, it took me a little while. I'm not a jump on the next shiny object kind of a girl. So it took me maybe about 2-3 months before I got onto Periscope. But as soon as I did, I was absolutely in love with the platform, the engagement, the reach. And there are other social media platforms to do live streaming. I'm not quite feeling Facebook Live yet, even though I know
really?
It's amazing stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not quite me. It's not quite me right now. But again, I'm always telling my clients and entrepreneurs, you know, pick the platform that fits your personality.
Yeah,
doesn't mean that
yeah.
you don't see me popping up in there, you know. Just because you may not like something, you should be present and you should work at it, which is what I'm doing right now. But yes, it's important for businesses, small, big and small, to be utilizing video. So whether you like to or not, jump on it.
Jump on it. Okay. As a techie girl, your top three tech recommendations, tech tools or tech recommendations for the female entrepreneur.
Oh, my goodness. You're going to have me here all night.
I know. I put you on the spot.
Okay. So let's talk about some of these. For web apps, I absolutely love right now. Okay, which one? There's so many. Ripple, R-I-P-L. Ripple is a great one, creating nice little animated videos and quick short videos that people can love. People really love the quick ones right now. So Ripple is one of them. One of my old school favorites is SpeakPipe, S-P-E-A-K. P-I-P-E, that's a WordPress plugin. Love it because essentially when you get to backtobusiness.me, if you've got a question for me, you can click that little gray tab and leave me a voice message. So communication with clients, whether it be video or SpeakPipe, very important. And what's another one? BuzzSumo, sumome.com. Love, love, love. SumoMe is a great, they have a great suite of tools that you can use to drive traffic to your website. And they've got free and premium. So you want to have those Facebook, Twitter, Google Share icons on your website. You want to have those opt-in buttons and all that good stuff. So Ripple, SpeakPipe, SumoMe.
All right. There you have it. There you have it. Okay, so for a fun question, three things you like to do when you are not monetizing and periscoping and building websites. Outside of all of that, three things you like to do.
Okay, so guilty pleasure number one, I love Korean dramas. Like, that is just me. I will sit there and watch my Korean shows for like 12 hours straight.
Wait a minute, are they speaking Korean or whatever the language is?
Yes, they are.
And do you speak that?
Korean.
Do you understand it?
You would think after the many hours, other than like one word here and there, no, I'm a subtitle kind of a girl.
That
but
is hilarious.
When my son goes to Taekwondo, I feel good because I'm like, yeah, I get that. I know that word. I know. I heard it on my drama last night.
That is hilarious.
Yes. Gotta love the Korean dramas. Loving, this is not a guilty pleasure. This is just a real, everybody loves Luke Cage right now. So I love my family time because I get to sit with my boys and we watch superhero stuff together. So that's one of my things. And as you see when I do my scopes, my porch is like everything and for me. So, you know, me and my little puppy sitting out there with my little one, those are kind of like the things that I absolutely love to do. So time with my boys, my Korean dramas in my woman cave. I know the men have the man cave. We have to have a woman cave. So.
There you go. You heard it here. Ladies and gentlemen, LaShonda Henry, someone who's just powerful in this online world. Listen, you want to make money online, you need these master classes. You need to be in this virtual conference. Black female entrepreneurs, creatives, service providers, professionals, authors, jump in on this. Backtobusiness.me. Backtobusiness.me, 8 days away, countdown. The countdown is gone. And really, honestly, truly, you want to go and register. And then I'm excited to be one of the bonus masterclass session speakers. Fire up your Facebook. So, you know, you can just do it just to hear my session. It's going to be worth it just for my session, let me tell you, right now.
Right.
It's going to be worth
whenever you speak, it's amazing. I love Charvette's Friday Tips. I love her videos on, like, every designer has their own style, by the way, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so refreshing when I can see the things that you do, because I'm just like, oh, this is so awesome. It's so different. But you always bring that fire. The last time you talked about how podcasting was the new blogging, which was an amazing session. And I told you, I'm ready. I got my notebook. I'm ready to take notes on Facebook marketing from you. So, yes.
Oh, wow. Thank you again for the opportunity. And I'm so glad we had a chance to feature you here on the show. And we just wish you more continued success.
Thank you, Charvette. I appreciate you. You've been doing amazing things, and I look forward to being back here real soon.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, listeners, that is a wrap for today, a full show. Listen, if you missed any portion, no problem. Go back to Charvette.com, and you can hear the full show. If you listened and you're like, gosh, I have a girlfriend that needs to hear this, I have a guy, dude, whoever needs to hear it, send them to Charvette.com. Certainly you can download our mobile app, Charvette, on all of your devices, completely free, or check it out in iTunes. And I invite you to join us for the virtual conference, Sister Sense. I'm telling you what, it's amazing. Backtobusiness.me, put in Charvette, and that's going to give you a nice little discount. Until next week, we will see you later and see you online. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.